Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another Healing Hearts. I'm Pastor Isaac Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. The zip code is 11369. Thank you for joining us today. If you will turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Exodus, chapter 16, we will start reading with verse 2. And the whole congregation of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full. For you brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then saith the Lord to Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain amount every day, that they may prove or test them, whether they will walk in my law or not. And verse 35 tells us, And the children of Israel ate manna for 40 years, until they came to an inherited land. They ate manna until they came to the border of the land of Canaan. After the phenomenal deliverance from Egypt, triumph and victory at the Red Sea, the changing of bitter waters to sweet waters, and the oases at Elim with 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees, you would think by now that the people of God would be firmly established in the faith. You would think that they would implicitly trust God. And you would think that if God saved you in a calamity and through multiple disasters, tragedies, and adversities, that you would have confidence and you would learn to believe and trust in God. But the Israelites were running out of food, and nothing gets you complaining more than an empty stomach or an empty pantry or a refrigerator. They said, God doesn't care that we're starving out here. But almost 2.5 months had passed since they left Egypt, and they were getting concerned about their diminishing supplies of food. The people of God confused what they wanted with what they actually needed. And this is often the source of our discontentment, thinking that our greeds are really our needs. They complained that their situation was worse than it actually was. They also did something else that complainers often do. They grossly exaggerated the advantages of their former captive condition. They said to themselves, Remember the old days? Remember how we stuffed and ate till our bellies were full in Egypt? Remember when we would go down to the grocery stores in Egypt and fill up our shopping carts and we would buy the specials and have plenty of food to eat? They looked back with longing on their time in Egypt and when they would fill their bellies at the restaurants and at the buffet tables in Egypt. At least that's how they remembered it when they got hungry after a few months in the wilderness. But in truth, it is doubtful whether Pharaoh fed them meat at all, and certainly not an all-you-can-eat buffet. And if he fed them meat at all, it was only so that they could work harder and longer to build his cities. Nevertheless, the Israelites longed to go back to Egypt, proving once again that it is much easier to get them out of Egypt than it was to get Egypt out of them. We often look back at experiences and romanticize and glamorize brutal and harsh times in our lives, and we start to think to ourselves sometimes, it wasn't all that bad, but I'm here to tell you today, yes, it was bad. Yes, it was harsh. Yes, it was brutal. And you need to thank God every day for deliverance from that place where God delivered you from. The people of God were spinning out of control. They said to Moses and Aaron, Are you trying to kill us out here? Are you attempting homicide, if not genocide? Moses had done nothing but sacrificed himself for these people.